Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay. Well, you would be forgiven if you thought, Lee, that the communist Chinese were taking over, given the speech restrictions that we're seeing here now.
Yeah.
Did you see this? The folks who showed up at the NBA game with a free Hong Kong sign, they confiscated it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you why this is dangerous, okay? Because, you know, you're like me. The other day you said, I don't care about the NBA. I don't.
Yeah.
But when they can get an organization of the size of the NBA to censor people sitting in their seats, literally taking the free Hong Kong signs away, that is a really scary precedent. And China understood how big of a deal that win was. They just, in one of their big propaganda newspapers, wrote that freedom of speech was a stupid idea and that it should not be practiced by corporations, that corporations should be global. And in being global, they should kowtow to communism so as not to offend the largest block of consumers on earth, which made me bust out laughing because they don't let people, they don't let most businesses into China to sell their stuff to consumers. And yet they want them to kowtow to the Communist Party, the height of arrogance.
Yeah.
So we're watching the NBA do this. And what is really scary about this is that it is, I think, spreading. Did you see what Apple
did? Not surprised, sadly.
Yeah. Now, this is the same Apple. Again, the absolute hypocrisy of these companies. Remember this. These are the same companies whose leaders spoke out and said, well, we just can't go to North Carolina because the women there just don't want to get naked with a fully intact man who says he's a woman. We can't go there. That is a human rights atrocity. We cannot stand for that. And we will not even set foot in the state of North Carolina. Okay, so that's what they think a human rights atrocity is, right? That's what the NBA said a human rights atrocity was. The NBA is in the same dang Chinese province as the concentration camps that hold more than a million people.
Mm-hmm.
That's where their practice facility is.
No.
They don't care. So, I mean, look, this perfectly proves what I've told you. And I know it sounds nuts, but I've been watching liberals for a long time. In the liberal mindset, which is the same as the communist mindset, it is worse to offend somebody than to torture or kill them.
Well, it depends on who you're offending.
I mean, if it's worse to offend one of them.
Right.
Not one of us. Yeah. They don't care about
us. Exactly.
One of them. Their political group. So it's worse to offend somebody who wants to use a woman's bathroom than it is to say, put a Muslim in a concentration camp in China. That's A-OK. The Chinese Party, Communist Party wants to do that. That's probably what we should be doing. Right? So, I mean, they're horrifically offended. And this includes Apple, too, by what happened in North Carolina. They condemned it. Right? At least Cook did, or not Cook, but who did? Oh, it's from Apple. I have it right here. You know, but they're totally fine with the communist Chinese. So these poor people in Hong Kong, they had this great app, and what they were using it to do is track the police, because the police there, they might as well be China. I mean, the police force there is completely corrupted. In fact, there was a Hong Kong dissident that was saying the other day, listen, you got to understand, the police here are not police like where you are. He did a video of it. It was great. And he said the police here answer exclusively to China. That's why the leaders of our movement are disappearing, and they don't come back when they disappear. I mean, so it's life or death in Hong Kong. It's not we get hit over the head or blasted with water cannons. You know, it's literally life or death there in Hong Kong. And so the app helps these people who are protesting the street figure out where the police are. They report on them so they can get out of the way. If they're coming or where they are, that's really important. And after the Chinese government complained about this app, they pulled it. Apple pulled it.
Yep.
And the creator of the app is outraged. The ostensible reason given by Apple was that this endangered the police. Well, the creator of the app's like, no, the only danger in Hong Kong is from the police.
Yeah, exactly. It's not exactly like that police officers in Hong Kong have been disappearing and not being seen again.
No, that's not happening. In fact, and I should have played the audio now. I didn't cut it because I thought I couldn't figure out where I would fit it in. He was trying to explain this leader of the the movement there, was trying to explain, hey, listen, the police here are really dangerous. They're really, really dangerous. And that was the big deal. So the creator of the app said, listen, we have never, we're the creator of it. We would know. We have never had a single police officer attacked, you know, endangered, nothing. And Apple pulled it anyway. So I want you to remember how tolerant these big corporations are of the absolute brutality of communism. When they tell us that they are the human rights advocates of the century for opposing, you know, North Carolina on gendered bathrooms, because that's a joke. That's a joke. And you know what I suspect, Lee? I think a lot of these executives secretly sympathize with the communist government. I think that they would love to have a government like that here that they could manipulate. I think they admire the Chinese. And I think that this is just an excuse to kowtow to them. I think they're perfectly happy with the communist Chinese.
Well, I mean, that goes right along with what former President Obama used to say. You know, talked about the Chinese infrastructure and all this, was bragging about this. Ours is falling apart. It's crumbling. Look at what the Chinese have done. You know, their railways, their, you know, highways, all the things that he was bragging on the communist Chinese about.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's right in there with that crowd.
Yeah, and you remember Thomas Friedman, I'll never forget this column that he did, New York Times, said that it would make a lot more sense if we adopted a Chinese style of government, because then there wouldn't be all this bureaucracy. We could just get stuff done. Yeah, when you kill people who are in your way, it's really easy to get stuff done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just make them disappear, and then they go off to the concentration camp where they, I guess what, look over the walls and watch the NBA players playing.
Who cares about voter fraud at that point?
Yeah.
Because the vote doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. You see, yeah, and you're right. Now, that's one of those bureaucratic hurdles Friedman was referring to, the vote of the people.
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes. Wasn't it Stalin that said that?
Yes, and he was right about that. He was not wrong. Stalin wasn't wrong about most of what he said. That's what makes it so scary. So, I mean, when you watch Apple doing this kind of stuff, the win with the NBA for the Chinese is a huge thing. And you're watching the Apple watch the NBA and go, no, business is business. We have to kowtow to the Chinese. We have to do that for profit. That's what we do. We do profit. Oh, okay. Well, you weren't doing profit in North Carolina, were you? You didn't care about losing that business, did you? See the problem there?
Yeah.
Well, it's politics. It's not profit. It's not corporate. Or they would not offend anyone. They'd be like, hey, dude, listen, we're not taking a position on bathrooms. We just play.
Yeah, we just play basketball.
Basketball.
We don't worry about politics. We just
computers,
play basketball.
Whatever. Yeah, but they don't do that, do they?
No, not at all.
We have to take a strong corporate stand for good and righteousness. Okay. Well, a good place to start is with China. Oh, well, no, not them. No, just the legislature of North Carolina. And wait, we're seeing this again with abortion too, right?
Oh yeah.
They don't care about losing people. A lot of these big corporations, remember what they did with Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about losing customers. The only customers they care about losing are the communist Chinese. So I don't buy it.
No.
And it's a very dangerous precedent. By the way, God, do I have to praise AOC twice in a week? This is going to hurt my head. She teams up with Ted Cruz to condemn.
Yeah.
The NBA.
Good for her.
They ought to add Apple to the list.
I mean, hey, when folks are right, they're right. And and I don't care if they're people that we disagree with politically. Boy, I'm sounding like Ellen DeGeneres here.
Now that doesn't mean I don't believe that. Yeah, God, my head is now really hurting.
I know.
By the way, did you hear shit? Hollywood is still ragging Ellen.
Yeah, I know. It's just ridiculous.
It's so wrong.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wait, so let me understand. Your position is we shouldn't all get along and live in peace? That's your position. Even if we disagree, we should be peaceful, get along, and love each other. And you're opposed to that. Whew. Look at me, Lee. I'm defending Ellen in AOC.
Yes.
I am about to lose my talk radio street cred card.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Remember when the left decided they were going to destroy Chick-fil-A by boycotting it and the earnings went through the roof? Yeah, get woke, go broke. How's that working out for dicks? Not so good. Dick's CEO says their anti-gun policy shrank the company by, are you ready? Sit down. $250 million. CBS Sunday Morning host Lee Cowan asked Dick's CEO Ed Stack how much his company lost after the retailer decided to stop selling firearms to anyone under the age of 21. About $250 million, Stack replied. Pretty close. Ooh, that hurts. Yeah. Stack, oh my lord. Stack also said the company destroyed $5 million worth of rifle inventory because Stack believed no one should be allowed to own them. I said, you know what? If we really think that these things should be off the street, we need to destroy them, he told CBS. Oh my god. In one interview, Stack was unapologetic about the loss of hundreds of millions of dollars worth of revenue. He said the company lost about as much money as he expected to lose when he decided to institute a new gun control posture. Wow. Okay. That's great. That'll work out. Get woke, go broke. Yeah, I haven't bought anything there since. I'm like, Dicks, where, what? Hmm? Them? No. No. Meanwhile, the Democrats are desperate to keep you from hearing from Donald J. Trump, because if you heard what he had to say, you might like it. And they don't really have a response anyway. So listen to what they're doing. They are furious with Facebook for airing a Trump campaign ad. A Trump campaign ad. They're complaining Trump campaign ads, like this 30-second video released by the Trump campaign last week. It's grainy. The narrator's voice is foreboding. Former Vice President Joe Biden says, it says, offered Ukraine $1 billion in aid if the country pushed out the man investigating a company tied to Biden's son. Wow. Saying it made a false accusation, CNN immediately refused to air the advertisement. Oh, okay, that's what they do when you tell the truth in a campaign ad. Yes, if there's one thing CNN will not tolerate, it is absolute unfiltered reality. Anyway, but Facebook did not. On Tuesday, the social network rejected a request from Mr. Biden's presidential campaign to take it down. Oh, this is going to get ugly, folks. Foreshadowing a continuing fight over misinformation on the service during the 2020 election, as well as impeachment inquiry into Donald Trump. In a letter to the Biden campaign, Facebook said the ad, which has been viewed 5 million times on the site, did not violate company policies. Last month, the social network, which has more than 2 billion users, announced that politicians and their campaigns had nearly free rein over content they post there. We'll see how long that lasts. Well, I don't generally like the management of Facebook, but I'm going to give them a thumbs up there. And you know what? I don't think they should censor any of the Democrats' ads either. I'm not afraid of them, even when they lie. Let's have a fight. Let's have a fair fight. Let's just get in the mud. That's what America's about. That's what the First Amendment's about. We should never fear that. We never should. Nope. So here's the thing, though. I know Facebook, and that's not going to last. The left is, they will not tolerate you hearing the truth about Joe Biden. By the way, that part about Joe Biden, Ukraine, $1 billion, all that stuff, that was not only published in Peter Schweizer's book, which hit the top of the New York Times bestseller list. It was published in the New York Times. Lee was talking about it the other day before they realized that that would be bad for Biden. Because he wasn't running yet. They also clocked Mitch McConnell in the same article. So it was a series of articles. As he deserved to be. He's on the take from China. We tell you that all the time. He is. It's very well documented. And his wife, Elaine, ought not to be serving in the Trump administration or any administration anywhere. She's not good for our country. What was in the New York Times is now completely verboten and it cannot be spoken of. It's so nuts. Yeah, it is. Meanwhile, middle-class incomes are surging thanks to Trump. I wonder if the middle class, I'd love you to tell me this. Text line 71307. What do you think? Do you think people realize why their incomes are surging? We're getting, 3% on average wage increases annually across the board for people without a college degree? It's been closer to 5. I wonder if they realize that. You know what I'm really afraid of? Here it is. Middle-class incomes, after adjusting for inflation, have surged by $5,003 since Donald Trump became president in January 2017. What I'm really afraid of is people say, oh, I'm so tired of the Trump chaos. It wasn't this chaotic in politics before Trump. And if we just get rid of Trump, we can just go back to it'll be normal. I'm tired of hearing about it. And they don't realize it wasn't normal before Trump to have these kind of wage increases. And you remember the day the wage curve first bent up? It was like 2 years ago now, 2.5 years ago. It's in the Labor Department documents. I flipped. I lost my mind on the air. I just like literally was in here dancing. I didn't think I'd ever see it. And then it kept going. I mean, do you think people realize why things are good now, why they have their pick of jobs, why all this is going on? Or do you think that they think, well, Trump, I'm so tired of hearing him, but I'm just going to replace him with somebody else. Do you think they think that they can still go right on having their wage increases, that keep the jobs, that kind of thing? Here's the thing. I was thinking about this because that's the mentality I'm really afraid of, that this impeachment thing will just wear them down. Because it's going to be like this with the deep state throwing out new charges that are fake. Like every 2 weeks, I think, up until the election. It's going to wear people down. It will. I know it. It scares me. Here's the thing, though. Big picture. This is so much bigger than Trump. If they take out Trump with this stuff, I know a lot of Americans who are low-info voters think, oh, if Trump was gone, it'll just go back to being peaceful, and I can totally keep my 3 to 5% a year increase in pay. No, you can't. You won't. It's gone. It's finished. That's done. But not only is that done, if they are rewarded by removing Trump in this way, in other words, he loses the election, they're not going to get him through impeachment, but he loses the election, it will get 20 times worse. No other Republican administration will ever be peaceful again. It will be nothing but hits from the deep state and the Democrats. But then I repeat myself, every 2 weeks, on and on and on. That is, if another Republican is ever elected. If they win, they'll go nuclear. It'll energize them. Just a thought. So enjoy your $5,003 on average middle class income increase since 2017. While you can.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, a couple of thoughts on Syria. Some good has actually come of all of this. And that is that Lindsey Graham and those like him want to put tough sanctions on Turkey. It's about time. And I am thrilled, man. I hope those sanctions are brutal. I hope they break the country economically. And I am thrilled to see them want to go after this country. Because I haven't forgotten, and if you've listened to this show for a long time, you haven't forgotten who armed and trained the ISIS jihadist fighters who terrorized Syria and Iraq. I'll give you a hint. It wasn't the leaders of ISIS. It was the CIA. In fact, I've included a handy link for you to read all about it. It was called Operation Timber Sycamore. And this is a nonpartisan link. It's Wikipedia. It will horrify you what you read there. And since the beginning of my time on this show, a lot of you know that Syria and Iraq and that area is one of my hobbies. I'm just generally obsessed with it. I know a lot about it because it's just something I've been very interested in for a long time, even to the point of having a satellite subscription where I daily watch, and I can remember Lee and I talking about it, the trucks running from, remember the oil trucks? They would run from Iraq, they would cut across the north of Syria, and then they would arc up through Turkey. They would cut across Turkey, the Turkish border, thousands of trucks every day. And they were trucking the oil that they were stealing from Iraq into Turkey, and Turkey helped facilitate the sale of that oil to fund what eventually quickly became a 40,000-strong caliphate smack in the middle of Iraq and Syria. And I can remember screaming on an almost daily basis on the show at one point, my God, why don't we bomb them? And eventually, the Obama administration addressed that. They said, well, you know, the drivers might not be ISIS. They might just be some poor people looking for a job. So we can't do it. No, we can't. We can't bomb them. Do you remember that? And how, again, were they able to sell that oil to facilitate their butchery? Turkey. Did Lindsey Graham want to sanction Turkey then? No. I mean, it would have been awesome if he did. But I'd have been like, hoorah! No, he didn't care. When the CIA trained the jihadist fighters who would tear apart the Middle East, who would commit the Christian genocide, the Shia genocide, the Yazidi genocide, Lindsey Graham said nothing. John McCain liked to hang out with him. He was pictured with several who turned out to be terrorists. The training, the ISIS would have never risen in the Middle East. Don't forget the history here. If the training by the CIA had not occurred in Turkey and Jordan, and Washington loved it. If you've listened to the show for a long time, you heard me scream, sometimes in tears, about the Christians who were being killed by fighters we called the moderate rebels. The fighters the Obama administration laughably called the moderate rebels were actually brutal jihadists who quickly joined ISIS on the battlefield in Iraq and Syria with the weapons we gave them once their training ended. You want to read the link on it? I've put it up on, it's a Wikipedia link. I've put it up on my Facebook page. They were actually brutal jihadists who quickly joined ISIS on the battlefield in Iraq and Syria once their training ended, or fought alongside ISIS, slaughtering their way across Iraq and Syria. And those weapons that we gave them flooded the black market in Iraq and Syria. They killed innumerable numbers of Christians, Kurds, Shia, and Yazidis. And nobody said anything. I know that some of you don't like when I say I was the only one screaming this, but I don't know of anybody else. If somebody else did, then that they could send it to me. I'll give them credit. And I said, my God, where is Congress? And no one said a thing as Christians and Yazidis died. Do you know we found they had one Christian mass grave in Syria, 15,000. You know who put them in it? Our moderate rebels. We trained them, we armed them, and we sent them. So to hear Lindsey Graham finally wake up and find something in the Middle East, he's outraged about what? Welcome! Awesome! It's too late, sir. Because the people we trained committed Christian, Kurdish, Shia, and Yazidi genocide, and no one cared. Well, I screamed about it on the radio. Almost nobody in Washington said a word. So I welcome all these people who didn't care then, but they care now. And I really suspect why they care. I'm very suspicious about it. When they sold tens of thousands of women into slavery, the same faux outraged voices condemning Trump this week said nothing. And why did we train them? Why do we lie about who they were and call them the moderate rebels? Remember when Obama wanted to send troops into Syria? Do you remember that? And he had a Republican Congress at that time. Republican, he wanted them to vote to authorize a war in Syria. And Congress said, oh, heck no. So the CIA and Obama said, well, we'll do it our way. And they started training this jihadist horror. The question to ask in Syria and Turkey and Iraq right now is how ISIS and affiliated jihadists got there. Who armed and trained them? It's the CIA, with the approval of the Department of Defense. Remember when Obama purged from the military and the defense people like Mike Flynn? Mike Flynn was out there telling anybody who would listen, ISIS were our fighters, we armed them, we trained them. He would go anywhere, anybody would listen. He was the first person the deep state took out, was he not? When these same jihadists conquered the Iraqi oil fields, trucked the oil across Turkey's border with Turkish help, used the proceeds to fund their eventually 40,000-strong caliphate, Washington loved it! No sanctions! I watched them on a satellite! Obama refused to bomb the thousands of oil trucks. Remember that? Obama refused to bomb the caliphate. Remember, they were going to contain it. They were going to contain the 40,000 strong caliphate. We'll let them have a little area there from which to kill us. Remember Hillary? When she was asked, what's the first thing you will do? She said, I will create a safe zone for the moderate rebels, i.e. ISIS and the jihadists, she meant, with Patriot missiles. She was going to shoot the Russians out of the sky for attempting to kill them. Well, she didn't win, thank God. And these same jihadists later called that exact spot Hillary wanted to arm and protect with Patriot missiles a caliphate. Who destroyed it? Donald J. Trump, Vladimir Putin, and of course the troops, who are the real heroes in this story. So what's the best thing we can do to keep ISIS out of the Middle East? Trump knows, Mike Flynn knows, keep the CIA out of the Middle East. On most of the people in the Department of Defense. The troops on the ground are great guys. The people who command them are evil. They weren't before Obama purged the Department of Defense, but they are now. Those people need to be wiped out. Trump needs to, if he gets a second term especially, he needs to purge the DOD. And we need to move people up through the ranks that care about the security of this country. Because they're a danger to the Middle East. So when you see Trump desperate, and this has been going on with Trump for the past year in Syria, he has tried to pull everybody out of Syria that he can now that he has decimated the caliphate. Let me ask you a question, folks. Who is the only person to defeat a jihadist army in the Middle East in our lifetime? Who did it? Who wiped him out? Because that's the person I'm going to trust. That's Donald J. Trump. George Bush did do. Oh, by the way, the arming and training of these jihadists, I'd love to tell you it started in the Obama administration, but it didn't. It started at the end of the Bush administration. Process that one for a minute. The worst thing we can do in the Middle East is to allow the CIA a beachhead. They get the troops in there, they get the tanks in there, and man, as soon as Trump's gone, they start chaining these jihadists again. Loading up the Middle East with bases and troops allows the CIA to build up permanent presence there, and that has not worked out well for us or the Middle East or the guys that we send in to clean up the mess. That's our soldiers, our Marines. I'm sick of it. Now ask yourself this. Why did Lindsey Graham and all the other globalists not propose sanctions on Turkey when Turkey was aiding ISIS by allowing thousands of ISIS oil trucks over their border on a daily basis to fund the caliphate? Where were they then? AWOL. AWOL. But they want sanctions now. Yeah. Because they want the beachhead. They want to go right back to that bloody business. They're desperate to keep a military presence in these areas. So they can go back to training and arming these people when Trump is done. And then we send our soldiers, the only good guys in any of this, we send our soldiers to battle and contain them so ISIS doesn't get too big. We want to keep them under control. We don't want them to spill out. But we need them as our proxy army. Oh, and we send them in with restrictive rules of combat that tie their hands and get them killed. It's got to end. It has to end. Please, God, let Trump end it. He's managed to get the troop presence in Syria down to 1,000 total, as reported by the Wall Street Journal on Tuesday. Let's take it to zero.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texter writes, retired Colonel Douglas was on Tucker this week laying out the reasoning and strategy of Trump's moves in Syria. Must view, believe it was Tuesday show. Yeah, I played that audio earlier in the week. Here's a post. Disagreeing. What's amazing is Trump messed with the one hugely successful proxy we had working. What a flipping idiot. Less than 1,000 military, none in fighting mode, supporting a hugely successful effort, and Trump blows it and destabilizes the country. The art of the deal, LOL. I really believe that, I mean, Trump and Putin took out the caliphate, and I think if the country were to become unstable, it could easily be done again, but I don't think it'll get that far. I really don't. What's going to be interesting to watch right now, let's think about this for a minute. If we decide we're going to fight in Iran, I'm sorry, in in Syria. We're going to fight and we're going to repel Turkey. The Dems could legitimately say that we were acting as Assad and Russia's air force because Russia controls that country. I mean, Assad is the leader. He's the figurehead, but Russia controls that country. So Russia, if you're wondering, why is Russia in Syria killing ISIS as fast as the CIA can train them in Turkey? Well, the answer to that is because they want to build a pipeline. There is a ton of oil and natural gas in the Caspian Sea. Problem is, they don't have a good way to get it to Europe. So they have been working on a natural gas and oil pipeline for many years, and they're almost there. I mean, they are right on the verge of this. This is why Washington's really flipping out. They don't care about Kurds. They didn't care about the Kurds when the Kurds were being killed by the fighters. The CIA was training, and they don't care now. Now, what they care about is the pipeline. And Russia was going to pipe the natural gas from the Caspian Sea across Iran. They've already got oil contracts with Iran. Across Iraq, they've already cut oil contracts with Iraq. Across Syria, and then to Europe. It would give Putin complete control, almost complete control, near complete control of the European energy market. So, and that's not good. And that's why there's so much concern about Russia in Syria, right? So Russia has sunk a ton of blood and treasure into Syria. A ton. And Russia's in a world of hurt right now because Turkey is looking at this and seeing, wow, you know, I would like to control that oil. Turkey wants to use it for the caliphate. So Russia, no way, no how, is going to let Turkey take control of Syria. It's not going to happen. So let Russia fight our war. Why are we going to fight it for them? Nah, this is perfect. Let Russia and Assad battle it out with Turkey. Who has Trump been trying to sell natural gas to for a long time? He's already caught amazing contracts with Eastern Europe. He's been trying to sell it to Europe. So who is our chief opponent right now? Natural gas and oil. You know, for the sale of American national gas and oil. Who is it? It's Putin and Syria. So wait, why did Trump partner with Putin to kill ISIS? Because we did not want ISIS controlling the Iraqi oil. So ISIS was the worst of the two choices. Well, the second worst of the two choices, Russia, is about to have complete energy supremacy in Syria. So if we send our troops in there and we send our air support in there, we will be fighting on behalf of Putin so his guys don't have to die fighting Turkey. And he can achieve oil and natural gas supremacy, fossil fuel supremacy over Europe, a tremendous amount of power for him. He will rule that hemisphere effectively. So it's not in our interest for our troops to die fighting Turkey, because the Kurds, by the way, the Kurds didn't fight ISIS for us. No. We armed and trained the Kurds and we helped them fight ISIS. I hear that and I'm like, what? No. The Kurds weren't sitting around eating Cheetos, Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And then they were like, oh, we'll help the U.S. Totally. Yeah, they need us. No. We helped them defeat ISIS. They didn't help us defeat ISIS. We did that from the air. And I hate that they're caught in the middle of it. I do. But I got to tell you what, folks. The Kurds ain't so great either. They're Marxist and communist. And they're also brutal thugs in their own right. It's not black and white. It's really not. So if Trump goes to war against Turkey right now, he will be fighting for Russian supremacy over the European oil markets. That sound like a good deal to you? You want to die for that? Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.